In Orlando, Florida, the tale of a Saudi princess and her maid has reached a denouement of sorts. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the story is a sad one, both because of the outcome and because of what it says about justice for women in the United States.
Ismiyati Suryono, 36, an Indonesian, is one of some 45,000 women and girls who are brought to this country annually as domestics. Many of them complain of being exploited and abused. 2 years ago, Congress wrote protection of their rights into the Violence Against Women Act, enabling them to bring charges against their employers. Ms. Suryono's employer was no ordinary person. She was Princess Bunia Al Saud, 41, niece of King Fahd of Saudi Arabia, living in Orlando, Florida, studying English at a local university. Ms. Suryono complained to the Orlando prosecutor that the princess held her under conditions of involuntary servitude and on one occasion pushed her down a flight of stairs. In February, the princess was allowed to go home to Saudi Arabia on her promise to return for trial. In May, Ms. Suryono went home to Indonesia for her mother's funeral, expecting to return for the trial. In due course, a subpoena arrived from the Orlando prosecutor. But although the Violence Against Women Act makes provision for visas in such cases, the American consul in Jakarta refused to issue one on the ground that she might try to stay. The princess did not return to Florida. Her lawyers got the charges against her reduced from felony to misdemeanor battery. In a 5-minute hearing yesterday, they pleaded no contest and promised the judge a letter from her expressing regrets about the injuries suffered by her former maid. They paid a $1,000 fine and $131 in court costs. The princess is now free to return to the United States. Her former servant is not. Against the Princess of Saudi Arabia, the Violence Against Women Act doesn't help very much. This comes at a time when a new report by a group of Arab intellectuals commissioned by the United Nations warns that Arab societies are being crippled by a lack of political freedoms and by repression of women. We moralize about the condition of women in Arab countries, but we permit an Arabian princess to import repression of women into our country. This is Daniel Shore.